Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 234.
With it.
I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello, Pokemon.
And Fozzie.
Hi.
And Jeff.
Hi.
We're going to talk about 2015. That's what year it is now. And we're going to talk about games that are coming out, I guess. So I guess we'll kick it off with January, what we know is coming out. And Jeff was just talking about this right before we started, Resident Evil HD remaster on just about everything.
Yeah. It's the only game I'm getting this month. I'm still playing a lot of Dragon Age, so. But yep. I'll put Dragon Age aside to replay. I mean, I've played Resident Evil probably like 5-6 times at least, like the GameCube one, so whatever. I'll play it again. Slightly prettier with better control.
Wait a second. Sorry, time out. Where's that list at?
Just do a Google search for 2015 video games and we're using the Wikipedia page.
Hot diggity. Alright, we're a professional podcast. We got it.
Yes. Wikipedia. Anybody else looking forward to Resident Evil besides Jeff and I?
No.
Resident Evil.
I have so many games right now from the Steam sale that I don't need new games.
You kind of indulged a bit there.
I may have gotten one or two or 10 things.
Well, I want
the remaster.
Let's see. What did I get? Here's I got Age of Empires 3, Age of Mythology, the Banner Saga, an expansion to Civil War 2, Endless Legend, Making History 2, which I think Fozzie has.
I do.
Making History: The Great War.
Oh, I love Making History. Oh, Calm of the Storm though is better. Yeah, I get that Calm of the Storm.
Yeah,
seriously.
That game is only $2 at Gamers Gate right now. Maybe I'll try that.
The first one I've spent hundreds of hours on. Fantastic.
And I got Panzer Corps, Ruse, Ultimate General Gettysburg, and War Game Airland Battle.
So you're stocked up on strategy games for a while.
Yeah, I don't really need anything for a long time. Which is nice because there's only like one game that's coming out in the next 3 months that I'm interested in.
What is that?
Total War.
God.
The beginning of the year is a bit, it's a bit dry.
Yeah.
There's some games coming out, but it's a bit dry. That same day as Resident Evil, the Saints Row kind of standalone expansion, Gat Out of Hell, comes out. So I might play that, depending upon what that price is. And then Dying Light is the 27th. That's by the guys who did the original Dead Island. They are making a Dead Island 2, but not by that same team, so we'll see.
Dying Light looks pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting concept with it being kind of this, you go out and scavenge during the day and you kind of, hole up at night. Like, the more dangerous enemies come out at night, so you don't really want to be caught out there at nighttime, but
I didn't even know it was coming out so soon. Fuck.
Yeah. What was that, Jeff?
The thing about, like, that's an interesting concept, except, like, going back to Dead Island, it's like, I enjoyed the game, but I like realized at the time that it was not great quality. Like, I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
It was kind of like a low-rent Fallout with zombies.
Yeah. So it's like, this seems a little more ambitious, but, I am not, like, going out and running and buying it. I'll try it, maybe.
I mean, I'm sure it'll go on sale at some point.
Yeah.
Those are kind of like the big releases, I think, in January. I don't see anything else really, like, unless you're like really into like Way of the Samurai 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
No? All right.
You know what? I like the Way of the Samurai series. I just haven't liked it
recently. I'm like, Evolve comes out in February. Anybody looking forward to that?
Not after what Fozzie said about it.
Yeah, I didn't like what I played of it either.
I mean, again, like, it doesn't mean it's going to be terrible.
You killed my enthusiasm, Fozzie.
Stabbed it. The demo killed my enthusiasm, sweetheart, so I don't know what to tell you.
The more I hear about it, though, the more, like, really unbalanced it seems. They introduced that new monster, the Wraith. And from everybody that I've heard that's played the Wraith, like, she's almost unbeatable. Because she levels up really quickly, and once she levels up, like, she can throw out a decoy, which does damage to enemies. And she can throw up, like, her own dome. And, yeah. So it seems, like, really unbalanced. Like, just kind of crazy the way it's set up. And I kind of prefer the way Left 4 Dead did that stuff. Like, you could play with four people and it was, you know, against the AI. And then if you wanted to play, like, a competitive version, like, people could jump into the, you know, the zombies and stuff. But this seems a little bit off to me. I'm not really excited for it. Jeff's excited for Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, though.
Am
I? Oh, boy.
I don't know, are you? Do you like Kirby?
I don't know. It's okay.
It's a Wii U game.
I know. I never played Canvas Curse. Like, I think I tried it out. It's kind of like a sequel to that, you know, like where you draw, like, a line for him to kind of ride on.
Hmm.
Isn't that how it is?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything on it. The last Kirby game I played was the Kirby's Epic Yarn. That was kind of cool. Yeah, I like that one.
They're like so. And I almost never complain about games being easy, but they're so easy. Like, it's just like you can't die almost. I don't know. They're like okay. I don't know. It's just I don't know if it was like $30 maybe.
Yeah, it's probably coming out at $60 though, right?
Kirby.
I'll probably wait on that one. So.
Yeah.
A couple days after that, Resident Evil Revelations 2 Episode 1.
Ooh.
I believe that's a 6-episode.
It looks like they're doing series, like kind of weekly episodes.
Yeah.
Fozzie's
yeah.
Win.
So they go. It's like the 17th.
Yeah. Well, why does that have to be a terrible goddamn?
The first Revelations was good.
It's good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like, it's the best Resident Evil game, probably since 4.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Will Resident Evil Revelations 2 be the first successful weekly episodic gaming? Bring 4 to the episodic gaming, and in turn, make me the greatest person ever because I anticipated this for this generation? I think so. I think so.
Kind of doubt it.
Just you wait. Just you
wait. We'll give you a chance.
Smear that shitstorm on your face.
Great. I will probably wait for that to be packaged together.
All 6 honestly. Of them? Or yeah. All 5 of them or whatever?
Why would you do that, though?
Because it's not like...
You wait to see Game of Thrones, like... After everyone's already seen it, no.
I don't care about the story of it or whatever, though. You know what I mean? It's not going to, like, be hanging where I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait for the next episode. I'm just going to be like, well, I got to play an hour of Resident Evil. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know.
Maybe people start talking about it and it's exciting. Like, well, shit, maybe I should play it.
Yeah, but I can wait for
then again, yeah, I understand
what you're talking about. It's not like I'm missing out a big twist or whatever.
Resident Evil is right. A weird first time making a talk.
Resident Evil stories are always so god awful.
I don't know how many cliffhangers you can have in a survival.
And game. I will have just played the original superior Resident Evil.
Yeah, you might want to wait till all 5 are out and just get it then, and then you'll get like, you know, a good 2 months off before.
Yeah.
You have to jump back into Resident Evil.
And it looks like there's a light schedule going forward, so I might need something once all those episodes are out, something to play. Yeah.
That same day as Revelations 2, though, that's when Tony's first big game comes out, Total War Attila.
Yeah. We needed
a Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
They should be working on an alien game.
They shouldn't be.
It should be canon forever. Explain Total War Attila to us, Tony.
Well, interesting thing about Total War Attila, it's much like the sequel to the first Total War game. You get to play as tribes roaming around Europe, and you can like found cities, which isn't really a part of Total War normally. Normally there are provinces out there, and there are a bunch of cities, and you can attack them or whatever, but there's no like settlement aspect. And by bringing tribes into the game, you can like change the landscape, and since you're playing as Huns and that kind of thing, you can burn cities to the ground. So it adds a lot of interesting new mechanics to the game. I'm assuming that it'll still be essential Total War gameplay, which is pretty run of the mill by now. I will say a lot of people weren't that thrilled with the last Total War game, and a lot of the interface choices they made and some of the game design decisions were a little weird, so we'll see if they stick with that stuff. But I'm interested to see what they do with it.
I'd say wait a day or two and get American Truck Simulator.
Right?
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sony, that same day as American Truck Simulator, which is obviously the biggest game of that day.
Yeah.
Game of the year.
But Sony releases their first big game in the Order 18... Is it 1886? Yeah, 1886. Yeah. Which everyone kind of describes as like a Gears of War type game, so I'm kind of interested in that.
Looks good.
It looks pretty too. Like, it definitely looks pretty. No go, Jeff.
I don't know. I don't have any interest in it. But it
I
is
like
a
the
game
setting.
PS4.
It might be a review. Like, wait, see. Like, first off, is it going to be day one reviews? Because if so, I might be nervous. But I have not seen enough to make a judgment, like a valid judgment towards it. So far, I'm just going off of the trailers, which is
important. Yeah, and everything they've shown of it, even when they show like gameplay running, it's always like some weird cutscene, like QuickTime event thing. But every time I hear people talk about it, they're talking about like a cover-based shooter. Like, I haven't seen any of that yet. So
weird.
Like, why wouldn't you show the game, like, actually in action, doing what, is done the most in the game, but whatever. Anybody else see anything in February of interest?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't either. It's really kind of light.
Yeah, like, that's, like, you know what, though? Like, not to backtrack again, but, like Tony said, like, I have a lot of, like, retail games that I bought, like, that I never played, so...
Yeah, like I mean,
be good. I'm not worried about it. Like, Dragon Age could actually drag me through January. I've been trying to beat that game, and it's like I have no idea how far I am, but it doesn't seem far.
Yeah, and I want to go back and play Shadow of Mordor. And,
you too. I have that. Like, I played an hour or two.
Yeah. Like, there's still plenty of stuff for us to play. I'm kind of interested in Scream Ride in March, just like the kind of. Build a roller coaster simulator thing.
I saw that the other day.
Yeah, that does look good.
It looks pretty cool.
Does look good.
I don't know how crazy it'll be, but yeah, it's like some physics.
It comes out on my birthday. I'm gonna make my girlfriend buy that.
We passed over Don Bradman Cricket 14, which has the greatest start menu known to man.
Was that the one that broke like a couple years ago, and they took off of a. Like, they actually stopped selling? Or was that a different cricket game?
I have no idea. I'm kind of excited that they still decide to keep Cricket 14, even though it's in 2015. The little five games that are coming out to say 2016 for sports.
That is a great...
They're just like, fuck it, we'll rock it, baby.
That is pretty good.
Good for them.
I know nothing about cricket, though, other than it's like baseball with a flat bat.
Yeah, cricket seems...
And it can take hours and hours to play. So,
and they can score, like, hundreds of runs.
Yeah, I've no, like, it makes zero sense to me. I've seen it on like television, like in movies and stuff. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sure we'll have to get Corey to explain it to us at some point. I'm sure he knows all about it.
I'm sure he's an expert.
Right. Let's see. Codename Steam on the 3DS. People seem excited about that.
No? I am not, just because it's not my type of game.
It's kind of like a it's like a strategy type game, right? Like,
yeah, it's turn-based strategy. Like,
yeah.
So that's a Tony game on the 3DS.
You know what's great about it though? Like, and I swear to God, it would sell better if they, like, the Japanese subtitle of the game is Lincoln versus Aliens. That's what they should call the game.
Wait, like, Lincoln versus like,
yes,
Abraham Lincoln versus, yes, Aliens. That is a great subtitle.
I guess, like,
that should be the name of the game.
Unit Steam was founded by a fictional version of Abraham Lincoln.
Huh.
Or, you know.
I think Tony should play that game.
Yeah, for science.
Turn-based strategy game with
For science, yes.
I'm all for it. I love science.
Well, you have a 3DS, don't you?
I do. I'm playing Pokemon on it right now.
Son.
Battlefield Hardline? Anybody?
Nah.
Nah.
EA's killed my enthusiasm for that game. Thank you, EA.
They've killed everything.
Our one staff member that is excited for it's not here, so
can't defend it.
Yeah, there's no Don just kind of like, he really likes Battlefield. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he also picked Destiny as his number one game.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
Can't really take anything he takes too seriously. Sorry.
Final Fantasy Type Zero HD coming to PS4 and Xbox One.
Don't even know what that is.
What type of game is that going to be?
I don't know. I think it's a port of a mobile game.
Wow.
Oh, God.
But like,
I can't be tell then, right? Like,
it. I don't know. No, it is, because there's a collector's edition for it. So,
I don't know. Weird.
Yeah, but that's the only way you can get the Final Fantasy 15 demo. So,
wow.
We need that demo.
So happy I don't care about that series.
Project Cars.
Yeah. I don't know. Has that game been in development for like
ever?
Ages?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was supposed to come out back in like November and got pushed. It looks pretty, but I got enough racing games already. Mm-hmm. And this is from like no name people. Bloodborne.
Yeah, I like my car. Or I like my car.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like your cars?
Well, I mean, I like them known.
Yeah, like, I want to know who's making it. Like, so, Bloodborne comes out on the 24th. That seems like a you game, Jeff.
That is the first brand new game of the year that I will buy for sure. I have it reserved already. So it looks like basically like Dark Souls. Like I watched a little.
It's like Dark Souls with a shotgun, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. What what gave you that idea? The fact that it is Dark Souls with
Like I mean
handgun.
There's got to be other differences, but
No.
Well,
I looked at it.
Even if it's fucking, yeah, I watched like a video of it, and like, dude, if you didn't tell me shit, I would have been like, man, how did that guy get a fucking gun in Dark Souls, you know? Like, anyways, though, like, that's fine. Those games are fun.
Hey, more Dark Souls. For people that want Dark Souls, they'll probably, you know, just...
Which is funny.
Every night thinking about it until they can get their hands on it. So.
It's funny because I only put like 30 hours in the Dark Souls 2. I could probably easily just restart that and get the same experience.
We'll get to that in a second. Right after, see if MLB 15 The Show is going to get Tony to buy a PS4.
No, I need a little bit more than that.
Okay,
come on.
I should buy a system for one game. What?
No, I'm just
no. If you can find a second game on there, maybe a third, fourth, fifth, and sixth game, then I will consider it.
Hey, damn games you need for one system. God damn it, man.
You could probably find like three or four games, you know, that are worth, I think. I don't know. I don't play it anymore like right now because I'm I'm waiting to. I'm gonna move and I'm gonna hardwire connect it so the internet works on it. So I have some games for PS4 though.
So you're telling me I should get one even though you don't play the one that you have?
No, but like here's the thing: is once I do get the internet working on it better, I will play it a fuckload more. Like especially with PlayStation Plus, like the free games they give out are pretty cool sometimes. So.
Oh, yeah.
Better than what they give
on
Xbox, I'd say.
On PS4?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of, like...
They gave out the Binding of Isaac game.
Right, which you're going to play for about 20 minutes and get frustrated
with.
I did.
Like,
that's...
I have it.
Right, but it's like, that's... I don't really want to get into, like, the value of it. It's like, there's more... Yeah, but you need people to play it with. Like, there's...
I play with myself.
You play it by yourself?
I'm sure you do.
Like, that's just weird, dude. It's a multiplayer game.
No, you can play it on your own. It's just like you have to clear the screen. That's it. It's fun.
Yeah, okay.
I played with myself, and it was fun. I'm telling you.
I'm sure you always have fun when you play with yourself, Jeff.
I do need to turn it on though, so I can get Infamous First Light, which I'm really glad I didn't buy because they made it free like 4 months later.
See, I need to at least go on PlayStation and fucking like, because you could put that right like in your cart like just online, because like there's no way I'm gonna download something like that right now.
Yeah, you can go on online and just like log into your PSN account.
Yeah,
and you can get all the free games. You just put them all in your cart and just go.
I think I've missed out on 2 months because I'm like, dude, I'm so sick of like trying to. I've tried messing with the Wi-Fi, and I'm just like, all right, that's okay. It'll all be fixed soon, very soon.
That was the first 3 months of the year,
and that was like, and then after that, it gets like a little sketchy. Like, there's a few,
yeah,
games that are, you know, have solid release dates. Other than that,
Dark Souls 2 though. Coming to PS4 and Xbox One, as a complete version, with all the DLC and everything. So
They'd have to touch up the graphics a lot to sell it beyond that.
Well, it's like evidently the PC version looks way better than the 360 and PS3 versions did. So I assume they're going to go with those visuals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 10?
Easy. When is that coming out?
I'm up for that.
April 14th, yeah. You liked the last one, right, Tony?
I did. I really enjoyed it. I think those games are a lot of fun. Even if you're not like into fighting games, I think they still entertain you. I don't think I would ever play against like a real fighting games person. They would beat the crap out of me, but...
Yeah, but
the story modes are fun.
Yeah,
they're so absurd.
Story mode.
So absurd and entertaining. It's like a good action movie. It's that kind of entertainment.
That could be cool. I think I might have kickstarted Mighty Number 9. I'm not sure.
I was just reading about that one.
That's like a Mega Man game, so.
Yeah, it's basically Mega Man on everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like they're making a game for everything. And Galactic Civilizations 3.
I already have that.
Oh, you have the beta version, right?
Yeah, I have the early access version. So I'm in. I'm in for that game. I love Galactic Civilizations 2.
How is that game?
The Galactic Civilizations 2 was the best Space 4X game of all time. So,
How is Galactic Civilizations 3?
I mean, it's very similar. Okay. I haven't played it since, I would say, July,
okay.
August. So it's been a long time. And they released it, they said it was in beta, and it was more like an alpha, because it didn't have most of the features that you'd expect from a 4X game, like combat and diplomacy and that kind of stuff. So I've played it, but I really didn't get the full experience or anything close to it. So I'm really looking forward to playing it for real.
The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt comes out in May. I think all of us looking forward to that. Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
No, Jeff's not.
Because Jeff...
Don't make any sense.
I played through all of Witcher 2. Like, I liked it enough to play through it, but it wasn't like, I wasn't like, man, I want another Witcher.
Can you like Dark Souls and not like Witcher?
I thought the combat sucked in Witcher. It really did.
Oh, you're such a little babby.
Like, if you guys bought it and, like, told me that, oh my god, it's so much better than Witcher 2, like it's like Dragon Age Inquisition versus Dragon Age fucking 1.
It is. Except better. Well, Dragon Age, but better.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting, Fozzie, is like, it's this huge, expansive world like Dragon Age, but...
My goodness, it looks...
But, like, narratively, like, it seems way better than Dragon Age.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Chicks, man, the chick.
I liked Witcher 2. Like, I thought it was all right, but, like, I hated the combat. I don't know. Like, it wasn't...
Combat is tough, but, I mean... It's, yeah, it's difficult to learn. I don't know. I didn't play that much of Witcher 2 either. I think that this is going to be the game that gets me into the Witcher series.
I beat Witcher 2. I did not care for it. Ow.
You beat it?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I know. I remember seeing the fucking credits roll on that bitch.
Oh, and you're just a weird person.
I didn't... Dude, like... everyone was, like, talking about how awesome Witcher 2 was, and I was like... I mean, it was cool. Like, you could fuck this chick doggy style in it. Like, I remember that. There was like a,
that was
like
near the beginning.
There was like a little peasant girl. Yeah.
Is, yeah.
It's like, and she'd be like, yo.
Oh, what? There were so many women. You could have them all.
But like, oh, I did beat the game, and I hated the combat the whole time. I was like, this is so stiff and fucking annoying, and like, who doesn't let you use potions? Come on.
I think the combat could use a little refresher.
Well, it might be different, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think that from what I've seen, and there's a lot of footage out there now, it looks a lot better as far as combat-wise compared to the other ones. The first one, God, the combat's so bad. Like, one got a little better. I think they've kind of perfected the combat. I think that this is going to be a strong Game of the Year candidate, so I feel like all of us should at least try and get this. All
right, well, I'll pick it up Black Friday, because I guarantee you that will be on sale. This is amazing.
I think we'll... Oh,
yeah. Black Friday's going to be way too late for this game.
At that point, you're not going to have time to play it. So
yeah. Unless that's the only game you play.
It'll be on sale well before then, too. So.
Yeah.
You know what? If I see it, like, 40 or less, maybe. But, like, I'm not buying... I'm not running out.
Well, I mean, like, yeah. If it's not something you're, like, I'm into, like, then definitely take a wait on it. Like,
I suppose, but I'm not going to be happy.
I might be, like, seriously desperate at that point, though, so we never know.
There. Like, there's a
look
point.
How dry it is. It's.
I mean, just a couple weeks after that, though, is Batman: Arkham Knight.
Another one I'm not excited for, but I was saying the same.
I'm kind of with you, Jeff.
The thing about it is, like, nothing ever big comes in June, and look, there's like nothing around it where I might just be like, "Fuck yeah, I'll get Batman."
Oh, there's nothing else coming out. Yeah, I want a game to play.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't love the series, but I really did love the first Batman. I thought that game was amazing.
Yeah, Arkham City was good, and I don't know. Did you guys play Origins? Like, I did not like Origins at all.
Well, Origins was made by different people.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. It was. I mean, it was the same type of combat though. Like, it just felt really tiring. And the whole Batmobile thing seems really weird in this.
Like, having to drive around. I don't want to drive around.
Right. Why do I need to drive around anywhere?
Batmobile.
Or the Bat... Like, look, I like the Batmobile. It's an awesome car, but why do I need to drive anywhere in this game? Like, they've already established that I can traverse the entire city by gliding. We'll see. That's a weird title. I hope it turns out good, though. All right, so that was really... I don't know what this Human Element title is that's in November.
Yeah.
So I'm going to skip that. Now we're kind of like into the nebulous. These games are coming out this year, but we don't really know
just
when.
Just don't have, like, yeah.
Adrift?
Yeah.
That game looks pretty cool.
I love that it's the same guy that got fired from Xbox One thing.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's the
Adam Morris.
Yeah.
I can never, like, oh god, it's weird. I don't know. But yeah, from the 20 seconds. What?
I'm reading about right now. Sounds interesting. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's
is that exploration type thing or what?
Yeah.
No, it's kind of like a survival game, right?
So, well, Polygon has it listed as a first-person exploration game that is light on combat and set in space.
Like, that sounds fun. Yeah. It's 505 Games.
They did a preview of this at, was it at the Game Awards or something? But I guess, like, you have a limited oxygen supply, so you have to keep kind of refilling your oxygen tank. That could be an annoying...
That could be, like, the main gameplay mechanic to it, though, outside of just, like, fucking...
Right, which...
Go explore and find puzzle pieces or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that could be fun, like, though, honestly.
If they do it right, it could be. Yeah. If they do it wrong, it could be, like, Sonic 2 water levels. Like, just fucking terrible. Yes. But... We'll see. Let's see. What else here? I'm kind of flipping over to the Polygon one. This Tony might be able to pronounce this better, but Apothian.
Sure.
It's correct.
Yeah, it's ancient Greek side-scrolling. Kind of.
That looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
I want to go to Polygon.
Jeff, just type in 100 games Polygon.
I'm on that shit. Here we go.
Yeah. That game looks like, pretty awesome.
I always like games that are in like that Greek Persian kind of era.
Yeah, like the screenshot they have for it on Polygon is, it kind of looks like the, like what you'd see
pottery
on the
type.
Yeah, like on the
hieroglyphs.
Yeah,
hieroglyphs,
dude.
That type of.
That's like a. I don't think I've seen a 2D side scroller in that style. You know.
Yeah, it looks pretty. Yeah. Like awesome art style to it. So.
Yeah.
Give that to me for $15 or less.
Oh, that only comes out in January, so. I'm on board with that.
Okay.
Let's see. Assassin's Creed Victory probably coming out in November.
Ew.
Fuck yes.
Fuck yes.
Imagine. Victory.
Jeff is very
everyone.
Excited. I've never heard Jeff this excited for an Assassin's Creed game.
He just wants to hear us wail on it.
Yeah.
We should do.
I'm a year behind, so.
Fuck all those.
Yeah, games. I haven't played Unity yet, so.
A game like Assassin's Creed, I'm sorry, should not come out every year. It's not Call of Duty. Like, fucking take your time with that shit and make it right. Sorry.
Right. Like, I hate to agree with Jeff, but.
And I hate those games, but it's like, if you're going to be like a kind of like a big single player game, like, take some time on it, man.
Right.
Like you did with Batman.
They're at a point now where every other Assassin's Creed game is good. Which makes me think that the ones that
they follow the Call of Duty formula.
Don't follow that formula.
That was happening for a while there, and yeah, I agree with both of you. It needs 2 years. Give it 2 years.
Like, I'm sure they've been working on it for that long, but the sacrifices they make to get it to, like, to have a game that big come out every year. By having like 30 studios work on it, what that does to the actual game itself and how it rips it apart. I mean,
right. Well, and that seems to be their approach to everything, like at Ubisoft. Because like Watch Dogs is kind of the same exact model template as Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, even like it's a first person game, but they kind of, you know, take that same open world model. Even the Crew does it like. So
yeah,
weird.
It's like just like a template now for
Ubisoft. It's like,
we're
making an open world game. Like, here, just
it has to be the same.
Plug all this shit in. Everything has towers.
Which, don't get me wrong, I love the towers in Far Cry. That's
they're great.
That's my favorite thing to do in that game. But
they're like puzzles, like, because you have to figure out how to climb up them. I really hope the Division, which I guess we'll get to at some point, is not set to that template, but I don't have a lot of hope for it. So I do like the setting, though. The setting of Assassin's Creed Victory seems pretty cool. Although Tony liked the setting of Unity.
Right. Turned out
like shit, so.
I like the setting of Part 3.
Right. Although I didn't think 3 was atrocious, but
I didn't play it. I just liked the setting.
Let's see. The Banner Saga 2? Guess that Tony will have to tell us if he's into that after he plays the Banner Saga.
Yeah.
Right. I've played about 10 minutes of the Banner Saga, so I don't really have an opinion yet.
It's a pretty looking
either, game. But it looks good.
Yes, it looks very.
I love
very
the style. Looks like the old Hobbit movie style.
If I could stop playing NBA 2K15 and Pokemon, I'd be all over that.
You so bro, bro.
That's very bro. You know what it is? So I had this moment while I was playing NBA 2K15 the other night. So I put maybe like 60 hours into the game. And my player is at the free throw line at the end of the game that he's dominating. He's got like 36 points and 10 rebounds and 8 assists. So he's playing an awesome game. And for the first time, the fans in the arena start chanting MVP. MVP. It was so awesome. It was like everything you'd been working for, like at that moment.
Still really want that game, but it's still $60 to buy online or to buy the digital download.
Oh, see, I got it for what, 30?
Did you do digital download for that?
No, I got a disc.
Yes, yeah. I don't want a peasant disc for sports. That shit digital, baby.
Oh, let's see. Below. That's the Cappy game. It's the guys who did Sword and Sorcery.
Sure.
They're making an Xbox One, I guess, exclusive. Kind of looks cool.
Good.
We haven't seen anything on it in like 2 years, though. So.
Yeah, I hear really good things about it whenever people talk about it.
Let's see. Cuphead, Jeff.
Yeah.
Tell us about Cuphead.
I don't think we know a lot about this. But like,
no.
It just, I mean.
No, it looks like, amazing.
Yeah, it's a 2D platformer, but it looks like an old fucking, like, 1930s cartoon. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like it looks 100% like you're watching the cartoon. I'm like, that is awesome. I showed that to my girlfriend. She's like, gay. I was like, what's gay about that? I don't know.
Doesn't appreciate good quality.
It looks like a cool 2D like platformer, but that art style like really fucking makes me interested in it. I'm sure it'll just be kind of like a standard fucking downloadable game, but like it also has like a little bit of a like shooter element to it. Like you see them shooting at the enemies, so not just platform.
Yeah,
like fucking look. Contra meets Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it looks crazy good.
Mickey Cuphead. Mouse Contra. Dead Island 2.
Nah.
No.
Ass.
Yeah. Devil's Third. That's the Itagaki game. It's going to be exclusive to Wii U.
Here's the thing I will say about this is that, like, when Nintendo releases a game like this on their system, it makes it stand out to me more than it would on, like, Xbox. So, like I never would have played a Dynasty Warriors game, but they put that shit, like, they did, like, a Zelda version as Dynasty Warriors, and I was like, this is actually kind of fun. I'm more interested in this than it would be if it was just, like, on everything. Let me put it that way.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
That game seems weird, and everything I've heard about it doesn't sound good, but we'll see.
Nintendo's backing it, dude. They believe. They're desperate.
Well, they got back something. Holy shit.
Yeah, they did something.
I believe this is Don's number one most anticipated game, The Division.
Yeah. Sure.
Looks good.
Yeah. I think it looks pretty good. Anybody else? I know you guys are saying looks good. Are you planning on getting it at some point this year? Or?
Yeah, maybe. It depends.
If it comes out good and it's not broken.
I don't know. How much does Jeff want it? That's my...
Mm. It depends. I have no real interest in it, but I could be convinced, you know.
Yeah.
Timing is a big
thing. Yeah, exactly. It depends on the plane.
Is it going to be May?
John, like, this in July? You might have a set.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
No, I
think that would be nice to get in, like, May. You're trying to put
the big dogs over November like everybody does. Oh, our game's good. It goes in November.
Yeah, this will be, they'll drop us in the same slot they did the crew.
Yeah.
Which means nobody will play.
I know crew got, like, pretty bad reviews, but did anyone actually play it besides, like, Sean?
I played the beta, and it was garbage.
Really?
Like, weeks before it came, like, just a couple weeks before it came out.
That's the one where it's a huge open world, right?
Yeah, like, that's really cool. I mean, I don't know, like, it's probably not well mapped. Like, it's just kind of like, this is kind of Detroit. Like, all right, it looks like a generic city. But the, like, driving in it was so slippery. Like, you just slid all over. Like, it was really bad, like, arcade-style racing. Which, it's like, arcade-style racing can be great, like Need for Speed or Burnout. But this was, like, really sloppy. Like, I didn't feel like I was in control. Like, it was, like, the car was on ice the entire time. So I did not enjoy it. Don played it, and I think he did not like it either, and he's kind of into arcade racers, so. The concept seemed awesome, though. Let's see. What else we got here? Dying Light, we already talked about. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. It's by the Deer... No.
Damn it.
It's a first-person kind of, like, adventure story game by the guys who did Dear Esther. I don't know. It looked pretty, like, visually it looks pretty great. But...
I have never played Dear Esther, but I like how they described it as the haunting walking game. Is that what you do in Dear Esther? You walk?
You just walk. You do nothing else but walk. It is literally a walk. There are no enemies to fight. There's nothing in that game except walking.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. And it's over in like an hour and a half.
Yeah. I don't do enough walking anyways. Like, we should do more. Just
you walk. Should. I don't think you walk enough, Jeff. I don't you need to walk at least twice as much as you walk
I'm
now.
Getting fat, dude. I think I do need to walk twice as much. No, what happened? Like, I lost a bunch of weight, and now I'm getting fat again. What the fuck, dude? Do I have to, like, go to the gym after work now? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's called your body adapting.
Right? It sucks balls.
Sucks to you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Jeff spends all day exercising. Now he has to go home and exercise more.
Yes.
I've gained, like, half my weight back. What the fuck? All right.
Fable Legends.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, my God. I love the Fable.
Do you?
No, I hate fucking Fable.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So no co-op Fable in your future, Jeff?
Is that like a brand new game?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not Fable 4, but it's the next Fable game. It's a co-op Fable, evidently.
Like, dude, I played all of Fable 2, and I'm pretty sure that's regarded as one of the better Fables.
Actually, the first Fable's the best one, and they go downhill as you go along.
Well, I do own the original, so I could play that sometime.
I thought 2 was pretty good.
I mean, 2 was fine. I'm not saying it's bad, but number 1 was clearly the best. And then,
how does that happen?
Then 2 was pretty good, and then 3 is an atrocity.
It shouldn't get worse as it goes
on. So I just shouldn't play 3.
No, don't play 3. It's not worth your time.
All right, I will delete that off my 360.
fuck that shit.
Yeah, I got it for free somehow. It's just sitting there. Firewatch. I don't know if you guys saw the kind of trailer for this. You play a kind of like a forest ranger during like forest fire season. It seems like a really like strong narrative type game. And Polygon saying that people that worked on Telltale's Walking Dead series worked on this too, so it's like a mystery game.
Hmm.
So it looks great, like visually it looks pretty cool. So I'm into that. Fortnite.
Mm.
You know that game that was revealed
years ago.
And on like on stage at the Microsoft conference, and it's not coming to Xbox One or 360.
Really? That's hilarious.
Or PS3 or PS4. Like it's what a PC.
It's just a PC game.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Right? What's funny is like that was like, you know, Cliff Bleszinski came out on stage to premiere that thing, and he doesn't work for them anymore either. So none of the big guys that were working at Epic at that time are still there. So I don't know how this game is going to turn out. I've heard it's kind of like Minecraft with shooting and stuff, though. It's like you build stuff and defend against like these demon type creatures.
What if it's like tower defense shooter type thing? Like Sunset Overdrive, like the parts in section. What if it's like that? Like
that would be terrible.
Then at that point, I'm like, eh, fuck it.
Yeah, that was the worst part of Sunset Overdrive.
I know, right? It's like it brought everything down. I was like, God damn it, I want to build shit and like I don't want to fucking ride around lines and shoot people. Like
right. I don't want to have to like take a break and build up a base.
I really need to finish that game. That's another one I'll finish in the coming months.
You should. The ending is fantastic.
No, I'm sure. I really enjoyed it. I just
so many games. There's a Godzilla game coming to PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4.
I mean, dude, when I saw that on the list, like when I looked at this list like a couple weeks ago, I was like, I want there to be a good Godzilla game. I just doubt this is probably it. It's probably gonna suck.
Yeah, that's shit.
Phantom, it's like. You figured they try to go with the movie release, like go with the movie, you know?
Right, last year.
Yeah.
Although I heard somebody else say this, but the best Godzilla game's already come out. It was that like arcade game.
Rampage,
yes.
Rampage. Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that game.
That game was fantastic.
It's boring. Like it's boring if you play it now. If you like, you know, it's fun. No. It's fun, but it's boring.
Like, you can only play it for like 5 minutes, and like, I'm done. I'm good. I come back to it in 5 years.
But it's amazing. Like when you were a kid, that game was so amazing, dude. Like you could grab people. Like, dude, you have to stand. It's like what was that? Like late 80s or something, right?
Yeah.
Early 90s. You could climb up a building and grab someone out of a building and eat them. Like it was fucking awesome, dude.
Sure.
There's so many great things about that game.
Let's see. There's a game on here called Grave, which says it's first-person horror in the desert.
I like that idea. I've not heard anything about it before.
Yeah, I haven't heard it either. It's coming to everything, though, so we'll get a chance to play that. What's this? It's a Sony Online Entertainment MMO zombie game that is not coming to PS4? H1Z1 coming to Steam Early Access sometime in January.
That makes all the sense.
Right?
All of it.
Why wouldn't that release on PS4? Halo 5. Have you guys played any of it yet?
You know what? I actually have. Well, I played when they first, those 2 days that they gave it to Early Access.
Back like the 18th and 19th, back in December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played it then. But yeah, we should probably try and play that one of these days.
I like it. It's different,
though.
Still
going?
I refuse.
Yeah, it goes till the 18th.
Does that require me putting in...
Inchimute.
Do I have to put in, like, the Halo disc?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure there's, like, fucking, like, 300 gigs of updates waiting for me.
That's probably
accurate. Probably not.
The install process for the beta is mental as well. So you have to go to the menu item under extras, go to the Halo 5 beta, which launches Halo Waypoint, which launches a video of the new trailer, which then brings you to the storefront so you can download the beta.
That's too complicated.
You can then launch the beta just from the beta tab, but Like, you don't have to go, you don't ever have to go back into Master Chief Collection, but it was a convoluted process to get that thing.
Here's the thing though. If I go to play like Master Chief Collection now, like, will it be just like one final update that I download, or do I have to download every single update that they've like released for it?
It should do all, like, there should just be one. It shouldn't be like one after the other after the other after the other.
Because like there's been a
Because there's been like eight. There's been like one every week since that game came out. So, this FYI, it works now. So
yeah, I mean,
I played it a ton. Should play Christmas. Yeah,
I played it a ton over Christmas. Excitement that we had for it months ago. Now we can have it all over again.
Sure, that's totally how it works.
I really wish that we could revisit our conversation on most disappointing, because I would still vote for it, even though it's working now. Just because of the way it, you know, handles matchmaking. Like, once the match is over, it drops you out. You have to repick your playlist again, and it does some really weird things that don't work.
I do think, too, that, like, don't kill me for this, but I do feel like, going back and playing the older like Halo, it's kind of aged. Like, it's still fun. It's really fun to me, but like, it's kind of aged when you stack it up against something like Advanced Warfare or something. I don't know.
I think like the Halo 2 anniversary maps, I think they play great. Like that.
I like the Halo 1 maps.
Halo 1's like, interesting, yeah.
They have those weird warp points in them.
Yeah, those maps are terrible, but yes, they have the warp points all over the place.
That reminds me of, like, Perfect Dark and shit, though, like the old school.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, that's like a 15-year-old game at this point. And the Halo 3 stuff, I think, is still really good.
Yeah, those levels are great. Like, the one with the giant fucking windmill type thing in the middle, or whatever the fuck that wheel is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, which is actually that's a remake of a Halo 2 map.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I remember that 3 just playing that level a lot.
Yeah, I didn't even realize. Well, I didn't play Halo 2 when it originally came out, so
me either.
I didn't play a whole lot of that multiplayer. I didn't realize it until I started playing Master Chief Collection, and I keep getting that map over and over again. It's like, this was a Halo 3 map. What's it doing here? Yeah, Halo 3 is still really good, and so is Halo 4. I'm not a big fan of, like, vanilla Halo 2, though. Game can kind of get by itself.
Yeah.
They did add Spartan Ops in, though, and there are achievements coming for that now, so.
Oh.
I am kind of interested in the Halo 5 story, too.
I would almost sell it, but I almost feel like I can't sell it based on the amount of content on that.
Many games in it, like.
But it's like, it's taking up my heart. It's really hurting my hard drive, dude. Like,
it is a big game.
It's taking up like 1/4 of my hard drive.
Dude, go out and buy.
I know, dude.
A 3 or 4 terabyte external hard drive for like $100.
Never look back.
My stuff isn't even at 20%, and I have like 40 games installed.
500 gigs ain't enough anymore, boys.
No, it's not. Both systems fucked on that one.
Yeah. Why not just? Yeah, whatever. Don't get me started on this.
And you know that, like, this year they're both systems are going to reveal that, like, their base system is going to have like 1.5 terabytes or.
Yeah, like, we're coming out with that. Like, because, like, dude, it doesn't work. Like, with the 360, even with a 250 gig hard drive or whatever, like, I was able to put as much shit as I wanted on there, never thought about. And this is a 500 gig, and I've got, like, 12 games, and it's like, you're 90% full.
Right.
God damn it, dude.
It's like, Halo's what, like, 60 gigs or something like that? Wolfenstein's 45. Like, yeah. Call of Duty is, like, 40. Oh, well. Let's see. What else we got here? Hatred. That's that game that everyone got kind of all bent out of shape about.
Yeah, he's a bunch.
The Murder Simulator? No?
You know, for all the hate it gets, at least when you go around killing random people like you do in GTA, it doesn't make sense. But in here, at least it does make sense. You're a crazy fucking person.
Right. It's like that.
I never really liked the. Yeah, I never really liked the Postal games in general. So.
Yeah, me neither.
Doesn't do anything for me. I guess it's, you know, it's controversial. It'll sell just based off of that. It'll sell like 20,000 copies or something. But
you know what's great is like that's not okay. But like a couple games below that is Hotline Miami 2, which is fucking another murder simulator.
Well, right. But like the thing is that I don't know. This has a very kind of like specific feel to it. Like Hotline Miami. The first off, the way the game looks,
it's no, more
colorized. I mean, but yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Like, Hotline is definitely bloody, definitely sadistic. But hey, it's got a great soundtrack to it. So,
fuck yeah, good. It does. That's like the only thing I like about that game.
Yeah.
I might try out this Blizzard MOBA, Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
I've never played a. Dota or what's it, League of Legends? Or
don't do it, yeah. Chris. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, just don't.
Fuck if I know.
Do you want MOBA to be the only thing you ever play, and no. You to be that guy on Twitter now that only talks about MOBAs because that's what is going to happen?
Not really.
You want to be the Brad Shoemaker of this podcast group?
One of those people.
It's like, we're just like, what'd you play this week? Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah. Yeah,
more Heroes of the Storm.
Yep.
Let's see.
At Home the time, suck.
Yeah. Homefront the Revolution. Yay? No?
I don't know. I never played the first
one. I'm home for the don't. just don't. The first one sucked. It's so bad.
Is it?
I'm kind of... Yeah, the first one's terrible.
Why on earth is there a second one? I don't understand this.
Because it sold like it's 2.5 million copies.
So. Dude, I remember at GameStop, that game sold. I don't know why.
Because they marketed the fuck out of it. Like, they really did. Like, it was... They hit on the right notes. They put it out at the right time.
It was like a March release or something like that, I want
to
say.
Yeah, but it was coming out around the same time as the remake to Red Dawn, and it was written by the guy who wrote the original Red Dawn. Like, they really played up that aspect of it, and it was by like a team that should have known how to do a decent shooter. That team did not do this though. Like, Crytek originally had taken; they had bought the Homefront license. When THQ went bad, and they worked on this, so that kind of gives me pause. But then they kind of got in trouble when Deep Silver took it over. So I don't know what to think. It takes place in Philadelphia, though.
Games that get moved around from developer to developer, publisher to publisher, always turn out well in my experience.
Yeah, there's like three different developers, three different publishers, like. I hope it turns out good, because I'd like a cool game set in Philly. That would be neat. There aren't too many games set in Philadelphia. The last one, I think, was Heavy Rain, and it was an unrecognizable Philadelphia.
French Philadelphia.
Yes. Hotline Miami 2. Did anybody play Hotline Miami 1?
I tried to. I don't like it.
It's tough. It is not. It's unforgiving.
Somebody gave it to me on Steam. I never played it though.
The music's badass, dude. Like,
that's what I heard. The soundtrack's great, right?
Music and the style to it, but like, I don't like playing the game itself. It's not that it's bad, really. It's just I don't like it.
Like the Dark Souls of top-down shooters.
Yeah, I guess. It's awful.
So if you're like, if you enjoy that type of punishment, that's the type of game for you.
What about Inside? It's the follow-up to Limbo.
Fuck yeah, sure.
The next game from the Limbo guys.
I liked Limbo. That was a fun little game.
Yeah, Limbo was great.
Really quick, we skipped over two that looked interesting. Hyper Light Drifter, I hear, looks really good.
Yeah.
I almost put that in my top 10, and then I watched a video of it, and I was like, nah, fuck that. Like, their description of it was like, it's Zelda versus Beast Diablo. I was like, oh my god, I'm putting it at number one. And then I watched the video, I was like, I don't know, whatever, fuck this game.
Perfect.
Some game that one dude made, and he thinks it's going to be amazing.
Oh, got kickstarted. But and then Idarb, which actually looks really fun. This is going to be kind of the next big local.
Is this the next Towerfall?
Sure. Yeah, the next Towerfall, the next
Nidhogg
Sport or something. Friends. Yeah. It looks interesting. I think the coolest thing about it is that people, they tweet hashtags into your game. It will affect the game arena. So someone, there's a set of hashtags and they're all listed like on their website or something. And if you type something in with the hashtag with that like room code, it will alter the game.
So, that actually does seem pretty cool.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of fun. It seems like, you know, especially if you get like you can play with 8 people, and it seems like kind of like some crazy.
Does it have madness. Does it have like online multiplayer?
Yes, I want to say yes.
So I mean, like I'm thinking if you can tweet in, yeah. I was thinking like that way we could all play together, because it does sound pretty cool.
Yeah. So like we could play and. Then we can be like, hey, tweet this to kind of add some chaos. And you can even put your own, so like you can set it so that you can say like, okay, every 10 to 30 seconds, put in a new hashtag, and they'll generate a hashtag for you. So in case, you know, you don't have a ton of people that follow you, you can still play with kind of the wackiness of the game.
Hmm. That does seem pretty cool.
So, yeah, it sounds really interesting. I saw the Giant Bomb guys playing in. It looks like a really just a lot of fun.
I know you guys are excited for this one, Just Cause 3.
Like, it doesn't even have to improve on 2. Just give me more.
More with better graphics.
They should, right. And they should take the Just Cause 2 multiplayer mod that those guys made and install into 3.
Multiplayer
is so much fun.
Yeah, like, and that game, I think, I don't know, I never got to try that out, and it seemed like it would have been awesome, so.
Yeah, the multiplayer is just madness. I mean, there's just so much insanity to it, but.
I can only imagine, like, the single player was just pure man.
Yeah, you know? The multiplayer makes it 10 times.
This Colot game looks pretty cool.
Reading up on that.
Yeah, first-person horror game takes place on a mountain. It's like a kind of like a mystery game too. So that seems like it could be cool. Oh, another MOBA, Killstrain, yay! Kingdom Come Deliverance. You guys know anything about this one?
Yes. Actually, I read some about the Kickstarter for it.
Yeah, I kickstarted this one.
Oh, you did?
I gave them $25, and they will send me an Xbox One code when it comes out, so. It looks pretty cool. It's like Skyrim, but more realistic.
That looks like.
More realistic combat and stuff. Yeah. It looks like a really pretty game.
Yeah, it's going to kind of like focus on some historical aspects, too, so.
Yeah.
It might be a Kony game.
Possibly.
Maybe. Possibly. Could be.
King's Quest? Anybody down for King's Quest? Maybe.
Nah, I've never got into it.
Yeah, so neither did I.
Doesn't really do anything for me.
I was always a LucasArts adventure game guy, not the Sierra guy, so.
Oh, shit.
Let's see. Oh, Zelda, Jeff.
He went.
He left. So, well,
Jeff escaped.
Well, Jeff. We were going to talk about Zelda, but you're not here.
He's got to pee and kill his lungs some more. So.
I don't think the other three of us give a shit.
There you go.
Oh, Jeff, you're back.
I'm always excited for Zelda, only because I'm really hoping for that Zelda that makes me validate myself as a gamer and makes me feel like a cool kid. Because I still have not enjoyed any Zelda I've ever played in my life, so I'm hoping, I'm like, one day I'll like it. It's going to come.
Did you try Wind Waker?
I did. It looks good. Just it didn't want me coming back for more.
I think if you couldn't get into Wind Waker, Zelda might not be for you. Just might not be.
I won't be a true gamer then. Be one of them fake gamers. As...
This is an open world though, so maybe a little more here for you this time.
Yeah.
Tony, not enough to get you to buy a Wii U?
No.
No.
About Mad Max.
That game's gonna be terrible.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yes. Horrific. Bad.
It's by the Just Cause 2 guys, right? Like Avalanche.
Oh, I don't know. But it's a movie tie-in game, right? Like how many of those are ever that great?
It has been in development for more than 18 months, though, so there's that. So we heard about this game about 2 years ago or so.
Hey, if it's good, more for it.
Yeah, that might be a wait and see on the reviews.
Yeah, maybe I'll pick it up when it's like $20.
Yeah. That new movie looks pretty good, though.
Yeah, I like the style. Oh, hello.
Jeff's back.
Maybe.
Mario Maker? Anybody? No?
Seems cool. Maybe I'll buy like a couple months after it's out once people have made
it. Yeah, once all the levels are made?
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, this is all you, Fuzzy. Metal Gear Solid 5. Oh,
baby. Snake's back.
The baby. Phantom Pain.
The Keef. Keefa. Yeah, I am really excited. I mean, I am ready to buckle in for some more madness. It's great. Oh my god, it's just...
I can't wait for like the hour and a half ending cutscene.
I mean, but the thing is that it looks like Ground Zero was fun. It's like I've always been a guy that I thought that, like, for example, Deus Ex Human Revolution, I thought did a much better stealth aspect to it than any Metal Gear I've played, but this one actually had some really good stealth focus to it. It feels good too in your control, like just the way you move around.
Whoa, I missed funky. A whole bunch.
Yeah, you missed Zelda, so deal with it.
Did you guys already talk? You guys already talked about Zelda and Mario Maker?
We talked about how awesome we thought Zelda would be. We thought it would be the game of the year.
I think it's going to be really good, yeah.
That was really nothing Zelda. Like what we were talking about.
What?
It's 3D Zelda.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be good. Nothing about Mario Maker, though, huh?
I'm interested in it.
I am interested, but it's like, I won't buy it if it's just like a... If that's all it is. Like, I want them to include like a Mario game in it, like that they made. Kind of like Little Big Planet. Like, here's Little Big Planet. Like, there's story mode, and then there's
right. Like, kind of teach you how to make the levels and like kind of
I mean,
that might be a
weird thing. What you're wanting is you want a Mario game that focuses on the story, and then this is like a side thing. But seems like all just making.
Yeah, but like, dude, come on! You can't put out a game and go. You can't put out something and go, this is a bunch of tools. Have fun with it. Like,
have you ever heard of Nintendo, my friend?
Come on.
They can pull this shit, and it'll still sell. People are dumb.
I think it'll be more fun to create and make levels in Little Big Planet, like, easier. Like I could do it if I want to. You know what I mean? Like, here, just draw what you want. But, like, even I would be, like, overwhelmed by it, probably. But
the gamepad makes that doable, though.
Yeah, like, you could do it, but, like, you'll probably make a shitty fucking level, you know what I mean? Like,
true.
I don't know. There's a lot of craftsmanship that goes
into
2D platformer, dude, like...
Right, but I think the nice thing about Mario Maker is that there's not going to be an extensive thing like you have for a game like Little Big Planet. Like, this is kind of... No, you have a few enemies, you have a few different types of blocks. I mean, it's kind of like a dumbed down little Big Planet. And that's nothing against people that would play this. That's actually a great thing, because Little Big Planet, you have to put hours and hours into making a game.
Yeah.
This, you could probably spend a couple hours into a level and still come out pretty decent.
Yeah, I think that, like, even still then, like, I agree with you 100% on everything you just said, but, like, I think the level that I would create would be not great. You know, it would be, like, a shitty Mario level. But whatever.
Never know.
I mean, I'm sure people will make great ones, so, like, I'm so on the fence with Mario Maker.
Do we know how much that's going to cost?
It's probably, like, $30, I think. It's not a full price.
I'm going to say 40. I'll say 40. $39.99. I'll wait for it. Like, yeah, maybe give it like 4 months. Wait for people to put some good levels in there and buy it for 20.
Yeah, good luck.
Let's see, Minecraft Story Mode.
That is really
weird.
Weird. Yeah, like, I'm interested though because it's Telltale. Like, I think they'll do something pretty neat with it. You know.
Yeah, I think it could be cool.
I think there's potential there. I mean, why not make a story, like, story mode in Minecraft? I think that that's the perfect medium for it, actually.
I think kids will want to get it. And if it has a good, fun, like, story to it, like, it could be a little success there. It could be a huge success for them. You never know.
Yeah.
I could actually. I don't like Minecraft.
I think it'd be a monster success.
Yeah.
My son plays a ton of Minecraft.
Like, he plays Minecraft.
It's so boring. I don't. Whatever.
He just builds shit. Like, and it's it's impressive shit too. Like, he's like, this is my like house, and there's like a fire pit and windows and like multiple levels and decks and.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck? Like, I tried to play this shit and I can't build. Like, I can get like a square, like that I can. Yeah. It's like a little. It's a little cave that I built for myself.
Yeah, like I built like a little like house for me. And it's really just like it was like a square, and, you know. And then I dug a hole and there's like a little cave. Like I played it for like a night or two just to see what it was like. And I was like,
added like a door.
I can see. Like... Yeah, I can see how people like could get into it, but it's like, God, it's so. Boring to me. I don't know. Whatever. Good for people.
Yeah. Fozzie, Monster I think Hunter. You had this on. Yeah, Monster you had Hunter. This. It's for 3DS, though.
I know. They're not bringing a Wii U release. What's wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get into that.
Me and Hefe, we played. We
did a lot of Monster hours.
Serious.
I played a lot of Monster Hunter on the original Wii, too. Like. So, like, I have played through Monster Hunter 3 twice. It's a fucking really fun game, but, like, I don't want to play it on 3DS. It's a huge time commitment. And I don't
Like, and the 3DS, it's just... Yeah, I just can't imagine spending 3 hours at a time holding the 3DS.
Yeah, like, there's certain... I mean, dude, I played through Zelda on 3DS, and I fucking loved it. And, you know, I sat there, I'm sure, for hours, but... I don't know, like, Monster Hunter... It's a big online game, and like what worked on Wii U was we were able to chat while we played and stuff, you know, like, which is weird. It's like one of the only Wii U games where you could actually chat while you play. I don't know. Make a Wii U one.
Right. Need for Speed. I'm not excited for the new Need for Speed at all.
Yeah,
I thought Rivals was kind of garbage.
Really.
I have not played it. I would pick, like, honestly, if Rivals, like, if I saw Rivals at a store for $10, I would buy it, because I like Need for Speed, just like in general, so.
Do you get the EA access?
Yeah, just get the EA access.
Sure.
Pay $30 a year, get Rivals and UFC, and there you
go. Last year's Madden. Plants vs. Zombies. Garden Warfare.
Yeah, there's
a good amount of games in that vault now, so. And yeah, Rivals is in there. That's where I got it at. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was really good. No Man's Sky. Yes. All three of you had it on your
I like list. The art style.
I love the art style. I just don't know what the fuck this game is.
Yeah, it's starting. I'm starting to kind of like be more cautionary towards it.
I'm actually more leaning towards like I don't know anything about it. I might just like this might be one of those games I buy no matter what. Like it could get terrible scores and I'll buy it just because I like the art style. That's it.
Plus, it could be one of those games that everybody's talking about.
Yeah,
I feel like it's going to be a cultural phenomenon. Yeah. Good or bad, it's going to end up on that
right.
spectrum.
But it could be just on it. Like. Yeah. Right.
It's like so weird though, right? Like I don't know what this game is.
I think like Hello Games doesn't know what it is, so they're just kind of like just riding this roller coaster, like, yeah, yeah. This is it. Like just yeah. like without a couple of fancy trailers, they're like, oh shit. We really need to put something into this fucking game.
So they need like do something for us. Like, alright. Here's dinosaur.
Maybe they didn't like anticipate how big this would be, and now they're kind of maybe sweating a little bit, and like, oh, probably,
it's probably didn't
think right, which is funny, because they haven't come out, like, it's not like with Destiny, where Bungie was kind of out there making these, like, broad proclamations of what their game's going to be, like, Hello Games isn't coming out and saying really anything about it. It's just, we're all, and because of that, though, I think everyone's kind of putting their own, kind of expectations on it, and I don't know what to expect from it.
Yeah,
I hope it's cool.
Yeah,
it won't make my list though until I actually see what it is.
Give it a shot, sure.
Let's see. Abduction looks weird. We already talked about The Order. What about Ori and the Blind Forest? That was already supposed to be out. It's like a kind of a Metroid-ish puzzle platformer.
What?
It has a cool art
style. Do much for me, but you know.
Which one?
Ori and the Blind Forest.
Oh yeah, that's really good.
That seems like a Hefe game written all over it though.
Yeah.
Persona 5, anybody?
No. We'll get fucking excited for these. I played 10 hours into Persona 4 and I was like, what am I doing with my life? So slow. That game is so slow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
This next one is definitely a Tony game, though. Pillars of Eternity.
Yes.
I mean, it's an Obsidian game.
But
it's old school Obsidian game. Like, it's what they used to do great.
Isometric.
Yeah, isometric role-playing game. It looks pretty cool.
There's been a lot of these games lately, though. You know what's going to happen? There's going to be too many.
Yeah, you're going to get overloaded with them.
You know what leaked? There's a new Baldur's Gate game coming soon, too.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Did see that. not your kind of Baldur's Gate, though, Jeff.
I know.
Jeff's still holding out for Baldur's Gate, like PlayStation 2.
That's fine, dude. I got fucking...
You've got Diablo.
Diablo 3 is, like, basically that, so, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it's so good.
It's...
Let's see. Not Quantum Break... Nobody's excited for that. I am, but I don't know if it's going to come out this year.
No, yeah. I'm kind of excited for it. It actually looks pretty cool. It's looks more kind of Max Payne-ish than I thought it would, and it's pretty neat.
I mean, that makes sense. Remedy is the Max Payne guys, so the original Max Payne guys. So
right. Yeah,
that could be good.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a solid like 8.0 game. It's not going to blow anyone out of the water, but I think it's going to kind of go under the radar and kind of feed people's expectations.
Here's one I'm not excited for, but I know it was on Don's list: Rainbow Six Siege.
I think that looks cool. I like the fact that it's like I think it's one of those games where if you have people to play with, you're going to have a lot more fun than if you don't.
Like that seems like you need a team to constantly play with.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if you don't have people to play with, I can see why you would kind of be a little hesitant to enjoy it, but I think it looks pretty interesting.
Let's see here. Let's kind of burn through these really quickly. Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh my god, like, this could be Game of the Year again.
Oh boy.
I hope.
Dude, the title alone is awesome. Rise of the Tomb Raider. That's fucking great, but dude.
Shouldn't that have been the title to the last game?
Right. But it's like the Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, but nothing happened to
her. Wasn't that the worst movie of those three, though?
Yes, it was.
So if you're going with that analogy, then this is going to be an awful game.
You think it's going to be an awful? I think.
No. I wouldn't say The Dark Knight Rises was awful.
It's awful.
No, it's not awful.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I was the only one that, like, when that movie came out, I was like, dude, that was not as good as the first two. I said it right off the bat. I was honest.
Yeah, a lot of people said that.
You were the only one who said that?
I was like, dude, a lot of people, like, when it first came out, we were all talking about it. I was like, I don't know. It was good, dude, but it was not as good. Anyways, Rise of Tomb Raider is going to be as good. Get excited for it, dude. Oh, my God. Like, that trailer. When they revealed that game, they showed the trailer, like, dude, my fucking nipples were, like, standing on end. It was amazing.
Okay, we can move on.
Please. Can we please move on?
All right, we were talking about...
Also, Scream Ride comes out on my birthday. My girlfriend should buy that for me. Just throwing it out.
Splatoon.
Cool. I think it's going to be fun as fuck, dude. Like, at first I was like, whatever, dude. But I was like... It seems like Nintendo trying something different, and it's like a multiplayer shooter. Nintendo style, you know?
Yeah.
Seems like it could be interesting. Like, yeah, trying to...
It's got new ideas for a shooter.
Yeah, well, it's not new. It's just not really played out.
Well, like, it's like your Fusion Frenzy map, and you move.
Fusion Frenzy literally had a game just like this, where you're just trying to paint over other people's colors and take up most of the
what game? Screen.
Fusion Frenzy.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I never played that one. I know what you're talking.
Kind of interested in Star Fox, although they haven't shown anything.
I didn't even know there was a Star Fox coming out. So this is
yeah.
They said it's coming out before Zelda, so it's coming out this year. I will buy it. I love Star Fox. It's fun.
I love Star Fox too.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Star Wars Battlefront. This is probably one of my most anticipated games this year.
Okay.
Like
sure.
Right next to Rise of the Tomb Raider and Halo. One at Star Wars, and it's like Star Wars Battlefield? Come on, that should be great. It probably won't work at launch, but should be great.
I never played a Battlefront. I remember everyone saying how fun they were back in the day, and it's Star Wars, so I'll get it.
The Battlefront games were kind of like Battlefield.
Yeah, honestly. They were just
they have a lot of common with that.
Large-scale conflicts.
Except not like Battlefield games were always based off some military conflict.
Yeah, isn't
Star Wars?
Yeah,
but isn't like was Battlefront like first person? It was third person, wasn't it?
I believe you might be correct.
I think you're right. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I never got into Battlefield, so it's saying it's like Battlefield doesn't. It means nothing to me, you know.
Like there are classes and vehicles and.
Okay, that's fine, but I can
except
see
there, it's not a tank. It's like an it's an AT-AT. It's
that to me that would make it more appealing to me.
Yeah,
like it would pull me in easier because it's Star Wars. It's like dude, I'm in a giant Star Wars battle, dude.
Right,
like, all
right. Right.
Instead of a jet, there's an X-wing, like.
Yeah. I'll admit that's much cooler than being in a jet.
Yeah. and then like I do remember that the Battlefront games like they had hero classes, which weren't always available, but like they were kind of time based. So like if you were like on the Rebel side, you could play as like Luke, or if you were on the Empire side, like you could play as Darth Vader, like at a certain point in the.
Which is always cool.
Because you just like go through and destroy the other guys, and it was kind of based on that. It's kind of like the ticket system that Battlefield has for Conquest or
right.
Yeah, so like there's like a ticket system where each kill is a point. And that's kind of how Battlefront worked. So, yeah, the fact that it's Star Wars, though, it's kind of cool.
Yes, I'm in.
I would totally be in.
Yeah.
But I'm interested.
All right. Well, I hope you're in. I'd like to get some people to play that game with. A Tony Hawk 2015 game.
Kindina Fire.
What? This made Jeff's list.
Very high on the list, too.
Tony Hawk must have forgotten to, like, save money for his retirement or something. Like,
no, it's...
Why do they keep wheeling this geriatric dude back out here?
Well, because this... It says it here in the Polygon article. This is the final year. He signed a 13-year deal with Activision 13 years ago, back in 2002. This is the final year of that deal. So, he's probably done after this. But
they've gone a while without it, you know. Like, there hasn't been a real new Tony Hawk game in forever, dude.
It's been, what, 2 years or so? 2-3 years? Since that weird... Well, they tried to say that one where they had the skateboard thing was a real Tony Hawk game.
Nah.
No, I mean, dude, the last... You didn't think it was, but they counted that
one. Alright, but the last real new Tony Hawk game was Proving Ground, which is probably at least 5 years old. If
right.
not more.
Probably makes sense, because then they released Shred.
They did the DC remake. That was cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude. Like, if they did a new Tony Hawk on new consoles and it was just like goes back to its roots, like just make it a fun Tony Hawk game. Fuck yeah, dude. Who doesn't want that? Everyone wants that. I want that.
Torment Tides of Numenera is another isometric
Tony
RPG game. It's kind of like a follow up to Planescape Torment, which is considered one of the best isometric RPG games ever, so...
True.
Yeah. Uncharted 4?
Cut.
Boo.
What was that, Jeff?
Oh, wow. I didn't really want to talk about this one, but I just love the title. Like, I think it's, like, the best title of a game this year is That Dragon Cancer.
That game's gonna be pretty good, I think.
I don't know anything about it. I love the fucking game. Title. I think that's
Don't read about it. It's too depressing.
It is depressing.
Yeah, I was starting.
Yeah. I kind of looked at that and I was like, this is not like. We'll have plenty of time to talk about.
So it's a tribute game a guy made about. Well, the game is now a tribute. It wasn't a tribute when he started making it. His son had cancer. And he made this game to show people what it's like to have a child with cancer. And during the development of the game, the child died. And now the game is about all of that.
Ooh.
Tell me that title is not like... I don't know. I think that's one of the greater titles I've ever heard.
It's a great title. I'm not going to lie.
It is a great title. I don't know if I'll play that game.
Anyways.
Yeah, it's one of those things like... I don't really want to go through that. Sorry. Yeah.
I want to be emotionally
because you two have children of your own that you probably don't want to play, but me and Hefe do.
Okay, go ahead. You may play it.
You come back and report to us how sad it is. Tony booed this Uncharted 4.
Can I boo again?
I don't know why he's booing a great game. Because
Uncharted 3 sucked.
Uncharted 3 wasn't good.
Yeah, that was a hot garbage. But I have faith. You know, it's been a while now, but... Nathan Drake looks weird in this one. The graphics don't look that much better than 3. It's kind of weird. I don't know, but
yeah, I'm with you. Like again, they changed his face around.
It looks weird. Yeah, he does look weird.
Yeah. Hopefully, they realize that a lot of people are like, "What the fuck?"
Nathan Drake has a very specific look to him. Like that's Nathan Drake.
Does.
Like, why would you change his face to make him look like fucking the dude from Wolfenstein or whatever the fuck he looks like now? What the fuck?
Right.
He does. He totally looks like BJ Black.
Doesn't he look? He looks like, yeah.
You gave him, like, blonde hair instead of
he's like
dark
a generic,
hair.
Generic first-person shooter, dude.
Here's the thing. I don't know how scripted everything was that they showed in that demo. It looked cool, but I am worried about how, like, it looks really fluid, but I don't know if that's going to translate well into the user experience.
I'm really scared that the combat is going to be the same as it's been since the series began, which is, like, really bad Gears of War combat. Which is what Naughty Dog has done for their last four games.
Whoa. I think that, it'll be good. I don't know. I only played Uncharted 2. I thought it was really fun. So, and what I played about an hour of Uncharted
2. Is really fun. You played an hour
Uncharted
of what?
Uncharted 2 is, yeah, probably one of the best Naughty Dog games.
I played an hour of Uncharted 2, and I thought that was, like, it was, like, more Uncharted. I thought it was really fun. Like, I'm kind
of... Oh, you played Uncharted 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, Uncharted 3 falls off the wagon. Like,
yeah,
you have to get like a little bit
halfway through. It gets horrific.
I whatever.
Like the level design just got really bad, and
yeah. But you also said that The Last of Us was like terrible, and I'm like,
Last of Us combat. Except you did agree with me with that multiple times about the way that game played.
Yeah,
your heart was with that story.
Oh, dude! Like, yes, I'll admit that the story was like what made it amazing. But like the gameplay itself, I think that there are people that really loved the gameplay. Like, I had my boss at the time; he played through it on hard. Like, he beat the game.
Oh, there are people that love that gameplay, and that's fine. Like,
he wasn't playing through it again for the story. Like, he saw the story. You know what I mean? He was playing through it because, like, he wanted to beat it on hard.
I personally think those people are insane, but that's just. I mean,
I don't think they're insane.
I do.
I don't know. Whatever. I think that game... I mean, I wanted that game as a Game of the Year title, even though I didn't... Like, it wasn't my type of game at all. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Fozzie, you know I'm right.
Sure.
Until Dawn. This is... This game looks pretty kind of goofy. It's like an adventure game set in it's a horror game, but it's like a horror adventure type game where you play the people in the horror film that get picked off by the killer. So it's like a horror movie type thing. Right. And evidently, like, as the characters, like, they can get killed off, but you'll just take on the role of another one of the characters. So it seems really goofy, but
I'm sold.
Right?
I will buy that.
So weird, but I'm kind of into it. This was on Jeff's list last year, almost the entire year, The Witness. I think that game is vaporware.
I have less and less faith in the game as time goes on. And most of we'll see what happens.
Nobody's seen The Witness. The Witness has gone into protection.
No one has witnessed that shit.
Well, that's the thing. People have seen The Witness in action, except we're going on...
It's been, what, 3 years?
Yeah, like, because I remember Ryan Davis at Giant Bomb, he talked about it, and he's going to be dead 2 years now, coming up in July. Like that game it's vaporware. Where the hell is it?
I remember, like, what's his name? Jonathan Blow on Twitter, like, at least a year ago. I mean, like, I'm putting final touches. All I'm doing now in the game is, like, hiding little secrets for the players to find. Like, everything's done. That was, like, a year ago, dude. Like, all right, dude, stop tinkering with your fucking, you know, I think he likes to fuck with his shit too much, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's not perfect yet. I gotta make it perfect. Yeah. I'll come back a week later. I gotta make it more perfect. It's like, dude, at some point you finish one piece and move on to another instead of, like, doing the George Lucas way of going over and over your same shit.
Yeah, because then it becomes 9 years before the
game
comes out.
And it's like a Tetris game that, like, could have been done in fucking 2 months. Come on, man. Let's get it out.
This does not sound like a Jeff game, but it is a Wii U exclusive, Xenoblade Chronicles X.
I might, you might have to sell me on it, but I might.
It looks good.
I didn't like the original Xenoblade.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, that game was weird. Like, I liked the Xenosaga games, and I like Xenogears, which is all by this same team.
Oh, really?
But Xenoblade was like a weird MMO-ish offline game, like really weird. I didn't enjoy it, but there are people out there that really love it. I'm hoping maybe this one is better.
Probably not.
But I have no interest in Yakuza 5. I've never played a Yakuza game.
I tried to.
What?
They're awful, dude. The game.
Oh, they're so good.
Dude, it's so bad. It's like,
oh my god, it's amazing. It's the most Japanese Americanized game you ever played.
It's like imagine like the worst possible version of like something like
God damn it, Hefe.
They're so bad. Just don't do it. Don't do it, Chris. You won't like it.
Right, well, Fozzie will report back to us on Yakuza. And finally, Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah. I'm excited.
That game.
I'm excited for that game. I think I'm going to buy that game day one.
That game looks adorable.
Fozzie just likes the tongue.
I like Yoshi's. I like Yoshi's story for fucking N64. It looks kind of like that.
Oh my god, that's one of my favorite N64 games.
Yeah, no one talks about Yoshi's story. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's
dude.
Bullshit.
It's
that's,
not like
game was
Island, but whatever, dude.
Nah, don't fuck around with Island. Story was where it's at.
And it was short. That's the thing I worry about. This is gonna be really short, but you're gonna like it. You might play through it another time, like a couple months. You might pick it up again, play through it again. Maybe get all those gold coins or whatever the fuck you have to get. You know.
Did I miss anything?
Hearts of Iron 4.
Hearts of Iron 4. Right.
Throwing that out there. 15. Game's not coming out ever.
No. How long has that been? How long have you been waiting for that? Anything else? Hearts of Iron 4.
Conquer 2.
There's like 17 more expansions to Crusader Kings 2 this year.
I don't think there'll be that many. Maybe 3.
Yeah.
I think, realistically, we can expect a new Banjo.
Can we?
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Rare is teasing hard about like a brand new game that you're gonna love from a series you love. Of course, it's not gonna be Conker. It's gonna be Banjo.
it's gonna be Perfect Dark.
It's gonna be some.
I'll take that. Game. I mean, I thought it'd be good. Like they should not do that. They should make a 3D.
No, feel like Microsoft Flight Dark. Simulator returns.
Rare doing that.
Bring it back. Connect.
So I got. Some real quickly, I could just scroll down these real fast.
Yeah, hit them up.
Got some people that put out a tweet just asking people's most anticipated games. So, where should we start? Okay. Someone says explain Elite Dangerous. I don't have 10 hours, so I'm just going to say it's like a very basic version of EVE Online. It seems really cool. Controls take there's a steep learning curve, but it's awesome. It's incredible. There's a galaxy map that literally has the whole galaxy mapped out, and apparently since it's set in the year 3300 or whatever, they took a program and the program mapped it out so that this is actually where the stars are going to be in 1,000 years or like that 1,200 years from now. So it's God, there's too much. There's too much. I'll talk about that later. But yeah, it's
yeah. Save Elite Dangerous for next
it's,
week.
Yeah, it's going to be a total time drainer. Okay, so Cypher Gamgee says whatever Nintendo does, specifically Zelda. Erica, EA Doyle says, geez, anticipating Legend of Zelda, Evolve, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and Kingdom Hearts 3.
Respect.
And lastly. Harris Foster says hoverboard. Because this year, 2015.
Dude, you guys see that the Nike shoes are coming out? The Power Leash? I might get one of those, man.
Hey, there are hoverboards. They are. It is a thing.
They do exist.
It's not a popular thing, though.
But like these Nike things are gonna be retail, bro. Power lacing.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. I don't feel like spending $250 for them to cash.
That's how much they cost.
I don't. They haven't said.
Yeah. Don't doubt it.
They haven't said price or release date, but I mean, dude, like, I don't know. It'd be an awesome thing to have. I think.
I am not so lazy that I cannot tie my shoes.
No, like, I don't think I would actually wear them that much. But, dude, to have the fucking shoes from Back to the Future 2, like, anything they came out with from that, I would buy. Fuck it.
True.
All right.
Except That's the hoverboard. It. It's too expensive.
I guess we'll be back next week. We'll talk about some games we've been playing next week. Like Fozzie's been playing Elite Dangerous.
Pokemon!
Dragon Age.
And you Pokemon!
You want to hear more about Dragon Age and Pokemon? You know you did.
Oh my god. What is this, 2014?
NBA 2K15.
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare?
Dude, I maybe next week I could tell you all about The Wolf Among Us, in case you didn't know.
Oh, I have that game too. I should play that.
I'm through episode 2. Like, episode 2 like really got me into it more.
Episode 2 is good.
You fucked with me, though. I don't think he's the dude.
No, don't say anything. I haven't played any of it yet.
Yeah. Did you ask me that after episode 1, Jeff?
Just based on the title of the game and kind of, like, the vibe I got off of it, I was like, maybe it's you're the guy. But I see it's going for more.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I'm not spoiling. Yeah. It's going for...
I'm going to strangle you.
I'm not... No.
Strangle. Hands around your
you
neck.
You think you don't spoil things, but you spoil things.
I'm not,
hands around your neck.
It's a
your noir. Airways are closing off. Your face is turning blue.
Fozzie, say goodnight.
All right. Goodnight, Fozzie.